Pleased to be joined on the line right now by golfer Max Seculich, who's originally from the Ryecroft area. Max, you've had a pretty good year on the golf tour this year. You recently won the Alberta Match Play Championship for, I believe, a second year in a row. Now, why don't you kind of take us through how that event went for you?
Really good. I love match play. I love the I love how aggressive you can play. It was a short, tight, lots of trouble, but really gettable course, and I had a game plan of just going for everything, and I was hitting it really well and making my putts and applying a lot of pressure on the opponent each match. So it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
Also, among the successes you've had recently is you were at the top amateur at the Alberta Open this year. What was that experience like for you?
It was a lot of fun. I had a really good second day, and it put me in a pretty comfortable lead for the amateur portion. And I was in fourth for the pro side, and it was interesting. Last day, I got to, you know, play in one of the last groups, and kind of stumbled a bit on the front nine. And then on the back nine, I was able to birdie my last two holes to win by one with a chip in on 17. So there was a lot of theatrics out there, and it was a ton of fun to be in that position. The part of, you know, all the practice and preparation is for those moments when you're in contention. So to be there and pull it off was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you got a lot of talent there on the course, probably better than some other people I know. But nevertheless, curious, how did sort of the kind of your passion for golf, how did that sort of get started for you in the first place?
My parents take me to a course called Chinook Valley when I was a kid. And I don't know, I always loved to, like, putt and chip, and I had a pretty narrow focus, so I really got into it, really started liking the game. And then around 13, I started playing tournament golf, and, you know, started enjoying that more and more, and got a lot better. And, yeah, to this day, like, golf's usually, you know, it's what I look forward to a lot, because it's a lot of fun, and, like, I always enjoy every day, even if it's a bad day.
Of course, obviously, because of the pandemic stuff going on this year, that kind of affected a lot of different sports out there. But I think golf was about one of the few that didn't have to get, you know, messed around a bit too much. What was kind of sort of how things were working for you this year to try to stay sharp when all the pandemic stuff was going on?
Back in March, I mean, most of the tournaments I'd planned to play had, like, international fields in it. I had a pretty big summer lined up, but I guess the Band-Aid was ripped off quickly. I think in March and April, I immediately knew that some of those bigger events weren't going to happen, but I knew that hopefully there'd be some events, so I tried to stay sharp and still prepare, because you never know what can happen, and, you know, you always have to look forward and hope for chances to compete.
Well, it certainly seems like you had a a lot of success out on some of the courses this year. Well, I'm curious, what's kind of sort of next for you out there? What's sort of kind of in your future plans for the next little bit?
Well, right now I'm at Washington State University. I'm here playing for the men's golf team. We're just having team practices this fall. There's no team competition. So we're just kind of just sit cooling around a little bit and not doing anything too crazy, because, you know, with certain measures taken in place. But the only concrete tournament I have planned is the South Beach International Amateur in Miami, Florida. You know, God willing, that will be played. But that's that's the only thing I have planned for right now in terms of competition.
I certainly wish the best of luck to you out there. Thanks for joining us here today, Max.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate it.